This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. So concerned about an announcement by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke supporting the move of grizzly bears back into central Washington, Representative Dan Newhouse is now asking Zinke to bring back the public comment period so locals can have their say. Newhouse has been consistent on the matter, like last year when I spoke with him.
I really think that the federal government has to listen to the people of the local area, to the state of Washington on this reintroduction issue. They need to evaluate the need for reintroducing grizzly bears and also all of the impacts it would have on our local communities, our local businesses, the folks living right there that would potentially have bears literally in their backyard. That should be the loudest voices that the agencies hear.
Newhouse says it's yet another urban versus rural debate.
Very easy for someone that lives miles from the affected area to be in support of reintroduction of a species, any species, but in this case, the grizzly bear, if you don't have to deal with it on a daily basis. That's why I think it makes sense, a lot of sense to me, that the federal government needs to listen to exactly those people that would be impacted, their livelihoods, their families. They're the ones that should have the biggest say in this.
Newhouse has offered to facilitate meetings between Zinke and the locals in order to restore some trust in the process.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.